And we are back. Black and a Half, episode number 181. Hey, it's me, Silas Lindenstein, here, host of the longest running comedy podcast in Seattle, probably. But it's more than just a podcast, a comedy podcast. It's also a review podcast, because today is another Black and a Half reviews. Today, it's just me solo reviewing three films, one about to come out, one and a couple that are just released recently on Netflix, and I think they were worthy of me looking at for you and telling you what I think. Today, the three films today that I'm going to be talking about is the first one. It's called Soulmates. It's coming out November 12th, this Friday. It's 2021 Soulmates. There's a lot of films and series have shared that name. Another film, rom-com on Netflix called Love Hard, and a cowboy film, all black cowboy film called The Harder They Fall. I'm going to review those three films today on Black and a Half. Folks, I thank you so much for supporting the show, for coming back, even for reviews. No interviews today. I'm working on that, trying to get more of these filmmakers in here. This has opened me up so much. I'm actually getting overwhelmed with the amount of movies that I've been able to screen. I can't talk about yet. And working out how to get these available interview people scheduled in here for timely for the episode. So reworking that. Samantha's still on hiatus right now. She'll be back soon. We're hoping here. But in the meantime, I'll be be focusing on the movie reviews more, and when I can, the interviews with these filmmakers. And hey, I'm still on the hunt for some other creative, fun interviews. Like, if you know someone, you should have them email me at silas@blackandahalf.com. Any creative you think should be interviewed, you want to learn more about, get the cutting edge backstory from them, hook a brother up. So today, I would also like to give a big shout out to our Patreon supporters. Remember, you too can help support the show for as little as $1 a month by going to patreon.com/blackandahalf. And for just $1 a month, one single dollar, uno dollar, you can become a member of the League of Extraordinary Listeners. It's an official title. You get it just for $1 a month. Or you can upgrade that. Become an Inner Circle member, like Keith Nagel, Stephen Ward. Become one of them, an Inner Circle member. Check it out, patreon.com/blackandahalf. Or also, you can also listen to my other podcast or refer that to friends. My other podcast, You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein, where I educate and empower home buyers across the nation to make home buying purchases that are profitable and smart. Go ahead to yourbuyingahome.com, R-E for the your. Yourbuyingahome.com or wherever you listen to podcasts, and listen to that. It's a hit podcast. Welcome to some of those listeners who I'm now cross-promoting Black and a Half with. Listen to that podcast. And, of course, if you're in the Seattle, Washington area and you are looking to buy or sell a home, when I'm not reviewing films and interviewing fantastic people, I am selling homes. So if you're in the Seattle Northwest general area, email me. I can help a brother out. I can help him because you're my brother or my sister, one of the two. I'm a real estate agent with Boutique Brokerage out here in Seattle, Washington area. And we can do some house buying together. So, but that's that podcast. This is this one. So right now I want you to open your hearts and open your ear holes and listen to episode number 181 Black and a Half Reviews.
Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by to receive our transmission.
Here we are, folks, back and black and all that. You know, I'm a rom-com fan. Some of you know that. Like, I love Shakespeare. I love some French comedies. I love really deep dramas. And I like rom-coms. I'm an eclectic guy. I love, and I love films about love. So I was looking forward to a couple of these films that we're doing today. I saw the trailer. You know, sometimes you look at the trailer. So Soulmates, for example, I got this trailer. Soulmates, it's releasing November 12th tomorrow. Saw the trailer for this, and it caught my eye, and I'm like, oh, that looks fun. It's a little worried. Wait, is it? There's probably going to be a lot more to this, though, than it's in the commercial, right? Trailer? Well. That was my initial impression. Same thing with Love Heart. I was like, oh, a little good, some love. So Soulmates, interesting poster, by the way. There's a guy in the middle, his back's facing the camera, and there's two girls who are like best friends. You can see is kind of holding a hand behind him, so it almost looks like there's a romance happening between the two, maybe, but they're just BFFs, and yeah, that's it. But the cover makes it look like this might be a naughty film. It's not a naughty film. But let me give you the skinny on it. Soulmates. It's written by Stephanie Lynn and Alexandra Case, directed by Timothy Armstrong. Starring Stephanie Lynn, Alexandra Case, and Mark Famiglietti. Runtime is 91 minutes. No rating, so it wasn't submitted to the MPAA for ratings. It's a comedy. Synopsis: lifelong best friends, Sam and Jess, are each other's everything. But when Jess meets a handsome out-of-stater, Landon, Sam begins to fear she's being cast aside. To make matters worse, a massive corporation who happens to be Landon's employer, is threatening the small town way of life they know and love in Vermont. In order to save her sisterhood and protect the town, Sam will put all the stops to keep both Jess's relationship and the ominous company from developing any further. Okay, so it looks like we got this film that's written by the main writers were the two stars of the film. And that's sometimes where we get in trouble. And I'm like, look, Spike Lee's great. There's a lot of people who write a film and direct it and do a good job. I feel like nobody said no to these writers for this. I think this film needed another edit through it. It needed state. I mean, basically the town, okay, the big plot of this big company town going to change their way of life is it's all about maple syrup. And maple syrup, and this big company wants to come in and make maple syrup the Vermont way. Or they want to get maple syrup, but they don't want to do it the Vermont small town farmers way. I don't know what the difference is, but they don't even explain it that well on what the difference is. There's standards of some sort, but it seemed like when they wrote it, they thought everyone else would care about maple syrup a lot to be a driving force, because they really spent a lot of time. There is more in-depthness to the maple syrup than there was the relationships, I think. And I just, like, we don't care out of Vermont that much about maple syrup. So there has to be a lot more going on for it. It's, my God, I mean, they set it up, and it's a nice little setup. These two best friends together. There's even a crack about somebody thought that they were like, oh, I thought you two were dating. Like, no. They kind of live together. They say I love you to each other. It's all nice and stuff. But they're just friends. And oh my God, I think in some ways that's where this relationship fails, or the film fails, is that I didn't really care about their relationship that much. Not enough that when this guy comes in that starts threatening it. One, I didn't really see how he was really threatening it that much. And two, it's like, I didn't care that he did. Like, there was nothing, the backstory wasn't set up in a compelling way to show me why I should care about these two's friendship. This wasn't there. It's called Soulmates. And I want to see some depth. Yeah, I mean, the film was decently funny. Like, I chuckled here and there through it. It was amusing, but I didn't care. And that's the ultimate thing that you have to get across. You got this good three-way triangle of not a love triangle, where there's two people love each other and one person just trying to interfere, the button in. And I feel like the film had so much potential. That's what almost upsets me more about it. Like, oh, so much potential. And I just didn't care through the film. Like, I didn't know why anybody was doing anything. But look, okay, I always had to do the three things I liked best about this film. I will say I loved the quality of the film was great. It looked like a big budget film, to be honest. Or at least big budget made for TV film. There's some crowd scenes that didn't have much of a crowd, but it was high quality in the filming of it, the video, the post production level, the audio. It was all solid. Like, it could have not been an indie film, and I wouldn't have been surprised. So that was a good part about it. Two, it was the charisma of the actors was really, really good. I think the actors did a really good job with the film, with the script that they had, which was the script they wrote, but it was the script they had. And I think they did a good job with that, portraying those characters. And number three, the third best thing about the film. Let's see. I would have to say, I'd say they hit the tone well. Like, the music and it's almost the artistic vibe of the thing was spot on. So it was a good job of production around it and razzle dazzle, I would say. Which goes into the three things I disliked the worst about the film was, like, the script. There's just not much you can do about the script/story. Doesn't matter how much you polish it. There wasn't a compelling antagonist to this, or or anything that was believable as an antagonist and why I should care. Number two, worst thing, I didn't care. To add on to that, that's a crime in cinema. And number three, just lost opportunities. So many lost opportunities for this film and what it could have become. That wouldn't have been the story they were trying to tell. But it's a story. The lost opportunities are where are the spots I feel like it would have been more interesting for this film. And then lessons from the film. I think a lesson they were trying to say was that just because your best friend finds somebody doesn't mean you lose them. Just because your best friend finds somebody doesn't mean you lose them. And I think that goes not just best friend. Love, the wonderful thing about love, why I love all these movies about love, is love is not a limited quantity that you can't share with multiple people in different ways. And just because somebody finds romantic love with one person doesn't mean that other types of love can't simultaneously exist in the heart. Right? You can both have huge love for a beloved and a huge love for a friend. They can exist at the same time. Final thoughts. Well, this romantic comedy about maple syrup was all set for some sticky situations. The problems and the fun never arrives. It kind of flattens like a pancake that you put maple syrup on. So we have here this system. This review system, the 3L system, love it, like it, or lose it. Love it is that film that you absolutely adore. You call people, text them, message right away, like, you've got to see this film. If you have not seen this, you have to see that, right? Like it is that if you turn channels and it comes on, you'll stop, right? And you'll watch it. Or you like it. No, I enjoy that film. You may not rush out, but if someone recommends it, you're like, oh yeah, I like that film. And it could even be a bad film, but you like to watch it, you know. So caveat with that. So there's layers of like it, and then there's lose it, which means I lost hours watching this film so that you don't have to, like, stay away from the film. All right. And I don't give that out a lot. But I will for Soulmates. Lose It, there's not really anything interesting about the story that you should stop everything for. Okay? There we go. Sorry. Feel bad when I do that. Especially, you know, I really appreciate, I know how hard it is to make a film as a filmmaker. And I appreciate what the effort that they put into it. But then I have to review things. The second film that I'm going to talk about, Love Hard. It's on Netflix now, just came out. It's trending on Netflix. It is another rom-com. It is directed by Hernán Jiménez, written by Danny McKee and Rebecca Ewing. Stars Nina Dobrev, Jimmy O. Yang, Darren Barnett, Maddie Finocchio, James Sato, and Harry Shum Jr. Let's see, release date November 5th. Runtime is 105 minutes, and it's romantic comedy. Look, this this romantic comedy is everything that Soulmates hoped it would be. It's let me the plot synopsis here. Natalie Bauer, a dating column writer based in Los Angeles, falls in love with a man named Josh Lynn on a dating app and travels to the East Coast hometown to surprise him for Christmas. However, she discovers that she has been catfished and Josh is really a nerdy man. Her crush, Tag Albert Abbott, actually does live in the same town, and Josh offers to set them up if she pretends to be his girlfriend for the holidays. So, yeah. She's a writer for a column, writes about all her failed relationships, her failed Tinder dates, basically. They have a different app in there, but she writes about them, and they're popular. People love hearing about her failures as she's trying to find love. Then on that app, she opens it up. She gets suggestion to open it up further than her little 1 mile radius thing that she had. And she ends up matching with somebody on the East Coast who they send a picture of. Okay. I didn't think this was funny now. The picture that showed was of this white dude, right? Who is Darren, played by Darren Barnett. His name's Tag. But the guy's last name was Lynn, L-I-N. And I think you should catch that that's not a white dude's name, I don't think. But she didn't catch on to that. So she gets convinced that she should, I mean, there's a little misunderstanding, but she ends up showing up at Christmas to surprise him. And yeah. And so this nerdy Asian kid comes out. Well, not Asian, not kid, right? He's old enough. They're a good match old wise. Now she's been talking to him on the phone and PMing him, DMing. They communicate. She falls in love with this person on the phone and in writing. And then she's mad that, yeah. So catfishing, for those that don't know, is when you send different pictures than you actually are to try to lure people in. Right. So it's interesting though, when she actually discovers that the person in the pictures is actually there and she wants the Jimmy Yang character to help her meet it because they knew each other growing up. They know each other in the town, right? It's a small town. But it's like, wait, you just want to be introduced to a hookup. Like, this isn't, you never met this guy or talk to him. It's just his looks, and you fell in love with the other. I mean, it's a little bit of a Cyrano, right? I read somewhere that they said it was like when Harry Met Sally meets Roxanne. But then I was like, well, Roxanne's Cyrano, the Bergerac. So, yeah. And it's interesting that it seems to take her a long time to realize that the person that she's interested in was actually the nerdy guy, even though he lied to her about his looks and stuff. But man, this film, it is charming. All the actors are charming. Well portrayed as well, right? It's funny. They make this complicated story make sense. They really brings the love and discussions of dating and discussions of favorite films, Christmas films. So it's about Christmas time, right? So this is like the first of the holiday Christmas rom-coms coming out this year, right? But there's twists and turns through this film. When she agrees to stay there, the guy's family is so happy. Josh's family's so happy that he has a girlfriend because they weren't expecting that he asked her to stay as long as she was gonna be to pretend to be the girlfriend, and then he would introduce her to the guy that she wants by looks only. And I mean, I think, you know, it's somewhat predictable, but it's, gosh, I just had so much fun watching the film and enjoying it. I laughed out loud on my own at home, and it's delightful. The best things about this film, one, the story, they go full board with the story, and it's correct. Number two, it puts love first, and that should really be for a rom-com what you want. And number three, I'm gonna say they nailed the tone of a rom-com, everything that it should be, especially as a believable one. They didn't hit the cheese. The cheese didn't go too far. It's just enough to whet your appetite for the cheese, but not overpower with the cheese. I liked it. So, and I think the lesson here on for this film, it's pretty clear. There's a couple, but the lesson that really stuck out to me is love is honest. That's it. That's what I think the message is. Love is honest. It's a lesson to be learned here. Final word on this. Love Hard should be a film that is hard to pass up around the holidays. Check it out. So in my 3L system, love it, like it, or lose it, I am going to give this a like it. I really did like it a lot. So I'm going to recommend this. Please check it out. And then on my, you know what? I'm supposed to put three bad things about the film. All right, whatever. It's a little predictable to be understood. It doesn't delve into the racial component as much as it could have. It touches on a little, but basically to swat it away. And I mean, though, I kind of appreciate that too. That's it. That's all I'm going to give. I don't have three negatives about that. Then my last, I gave it a like it. All right. The last film for today, it's called The Harder They Fall. It is a genre film. I mean, I guess it's a Western. I don't know why I call it a cowboy film earlier. It's a Western film. Runtime, 139 minutes. It is better be rated mature. Let's see, just released here. Release dates everywhere, October 22nd. 139. Doesn't seem like it runs so fast. It's directed by James Samuel. Screenplay by James Samuel and Bose Yakin. Story by them. Stars Jonathan Majors, Idris Elba, Zazie Beetz, Regina King, Delroy Lindo, Lakeith Stanfield, RJ Seiler, Danielle Deadweiler. The plot of the film. I feel like this gives it away too much of it. Well, So here's the thing. All the characters in this film are real, but the story's fake. So just to put the characters in. It's all about Nat Love, who's eating at the start of the film, is eating dinner with his parents when Rufus Buck and his gang come to their home, gun down the parents, and carves a cross in an eighth forehead. And then we jump into time forward later. Love is an outlaw. He's an outlaw and he's seeking revenge on everyone that involved him, his parents' deaths. He's been working on that. And there's only one person left. Rufus. And so it's a tale of revenge. It's a tale of figuring out what to do with yourself. This is the best Western I've seen since the original Young Guns. I really love this film. It's sort of the violence is akin to reminds me of like Pulp Fiction, a little bit over the top, little they hit it hard. Hard, but not too hard. And the soundtrack is bumping. If I read right, the one of the writers and the director was a musician, and man, that can tell. Like, oh, it is grand. I think Jay-Z might have had some stuff to do with the music on this. Is that right? This film's been going for a little bit. No, music by James Samuel. I felt like Jay-Z had something he was going to be working on with the. Oh, Dion Cole's in this too, by the way. It's probably the best Western. Could be the best Western in modern times. Certainly best Black Western. I mean, the only other one I can think of there is Posse's, right? From forever ago. I just keep saying it's so good. It's so good. Regina King is outstanding in this. And let me put that as the number one thing, best thing about the film. Regina King's performance, outstanding. Okay. Number two, the soundtrack, outstanding. Number three, the story. Such an interesting story to follow them. Three things I didn't like about the film. The over-the-top violence, I could have done without some of it. Could have pulled that back about 25%, 30%. Would have appreciated that. Number two, it's so weird to see a film without any white people in it. It's so weird, right? Like, you're expecting some to show up, and maybe there was a scene with like one or two, but it is, I don't know if that's a bad thing. It just, I want to be realistic, real world. I'm like, was there no black people, or no white people at all in here? I mean, I kind of wonder about that, but dang, and that's it. I'm not going to do any more negative about it. This film was really good. So, lesson from this film. I think the lesson from the film is that revenge will fuel you, but love will sustain you. While it's not a love film, love does play a role in this film. There's one of the characters in the film is one of the characters is Stagecoach Mary, a famous person, right? Played by Zazie Beetz, who's the love interest in this. And there is some controversy about the film and if it's some potential colorism elements of it, because the person playing Stagecoach Mary is very, very light skinned, compared to what Stagecoach Mary was. Stagecoach Mary was a very dark skinned woman. So there's some controversy surrounding that. And I've got my opinions and I've got some discussion items I'd like to talk about that. But I don't want, certainly shouldn't take away, Zazie does such a fantastic job as Stagecoach Mary. wonderful, wonderful job. And don't let that controversy take away from her great work. That's what I will say. And so final word on this, The Harder They Fall. It's a must see Western film. Make sure you check it out on Netflix. I mean, I was going to say in theaters, but it's not in theater. I would love to see this on the big screen. I might pull my projector out, watch it outside for this. That's how much I like it. Okay. And so, yeah, love it, leave it. Love it, like it, or leave it. I'm going to give this a love it. It's my love it for the one. I love this film. I'm going to watch it again. In fact, probably next week, because I liked it that much. I want to check it out. I don't see a lot of Westerns. I feel like I used to like them more. And then between people not doing as many, and then representation's always been an issue with it. But this film hits it and does a great job. I think you should all check it out. So there we are. Three films. Harder They Fall gets a love it. Love Hard gets a like it, a strong like it. And Soulmates gets a lose it. Right? So there we are. Folks, that's the program. That's it for this episode. We'll be back next week with a couple more to talk to, maybe an interview. I don't want to promise anything, but that could be happening. Thank you so much for joining the show and enjoying this. Again, check out my other podcast, You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein. Till next time, I'm Silas Lindenstein, black and a half.